So just out of curiosity, you don't have to raise your hand very high, just kind of so I can see that you are answering the question, how many here this morning actually believe that Jesus Christ truly is God? Okay, that's good. And that's everybody. I'm glad to see that. You'd be surprised. Sometimes I've asked people, is Jesus God? And they'll tell me, no. And I'll ask, are you Christian? And they say, yes. Well, they got confused somewhere along the way. So it's no joke. I'm not kidding about that. So I'm assuming that since you believe that Jesus truly is God, that you are here because you believe that he is truly the divine and the eternal Word, that he is the Son of God the Father, that he, the Son, the eternal Word, who once was pure spirit, as St. John tells us, at a given point in history, by the will of God the Father and by the power of the Holy Spirit, became fully human and at the same time remained fully divine. That's the point of Christmas, that the Son of God became one of us. The Son of God became a son of man so that we, the sons and daughters of men, could become sons and daughters of God. Years ago, when I was pastor of Sacred Heart of Jesus in Baldwin, there was a young woman from Morgan City who was engaged to one of my parishioners' sons. In fact, this young man himself was the son of the parish council president, a very devout young man himself, who came from a very devout and practicing Catholic family. She, of course, did not. She had been baptized, but was not raised in the faith at all. But upon meeting this young man, decided, and his family, of course, decided that she wanted what they had. She wanted to participate in the church fully. She wanted to catch up on her religious education. She wanted to receive all her sacraments of initiation prior to her wedding. And it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. What really astounded me was that as we were discussing the divinity of Christ, his incarnation, his birth, when he became man, why he became man, she stopped me and she said, wait a minute. Everything we're talking about, is that what all the Christmas songs are all about? I was surprised, but I said, yes, actually, they are. And not just the songs, but everything about Christmas is about just that. The coming of the Son of God into our world, coming into our lives for the purpose of our salvation. She said, wow, I never knew that. She was 21 years old. Her last name was Landry, and she was from Morgan City. Those things would tell us that she should know something about why Christmas is being celebrated. After all, she was surrounded by lots of Christians. Morgan City has a lot of churches, Catholic and otherwise, all Christians who could tell her somehow, but this young lady had no clue who Jesus Christ was. She had no clue about why the Christmas season was so important, or that it had anything to do with Christ. And even if she would have known that it was Jesus' birthday, she still wouldn't have known who Christ is or why he was born. And why is that? Because nobody told her. That's why. Nobody told her. She had relatives. She had friends. All people who probably, like so many people, go around saying, well, I'm a good person. I never killed anybody. And that's good, but it's just a start. Or I believe in God and Jesus. But even if you say that, the question is, well, do you talk to God? Do you speak to Jesus Christ heart to heart? And usually they'll say, well, no, I don't have time for that. Do you really spend time reading scripture? No, because I don't understand it. Well, then do you go to mass and pay attention and listen so you can understand? No, I don't go to mass. If I do, the priest is boring. You hear all these excuses all the time. And this is why this young lady at 21, in the midst of a sea of what's supposed to be Christians in a Christian culture, did not know who Jesus Christ was or why the Christmas season is celebrated. It's our fault. And this is why the culture in which we live is moving further and further and further and further away from Jesus Christ. And so I'm asking you once again, why are you here? Are you here out of family pressure because you'll get mad if you don't come? Are you here to impress God that you can come to church at least twice a year for Christmas and Easter, and maybe the occasional wedding or funeral? Are you here because it just seemed like the right thing to do because it's Christmas? Those things are okay, but they're not good enough. God wants more. He wants everything. He wants everything. And so I'll pose to you a few questions to think about that come from the Creed. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe that He absolutely, positively, perfectly, and eternally loves you? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, our Savior, who on this day was born of the Virgin Mary? Do you believe that He was born to suffer for your salvation, to be crucified, to die, to be buried, because He was? Do you believe in His resurrection from the dead, His ascension into heaven, and that He will come again at the end of time to restore all things in Himself as final judge, because He will? Do you believe that Jesus Christ alone is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one can come to the Father except through Him, because you can't? Do you believe, as the apostles taught, that there is no other name in heaven or on earth by which we are saved other than the name of Jesus Christ? Because there isn't. If you cannot answer yes to anything that I've just asked you, then again, ask, why are you here? What exactly are you looking for? Or maybe you're not looking for anything at all. Maybe it's that God Himself has called you here because He is the one looking for you. Maybe you've been hiding from God, just like Adam hid from God after he committed the original sin. Even if that's the case, if you're ashamed of something, God still looks for you. He looks for you. And He's asking you to believe and to say yes to Him. You know, brothers and sisters, we talk an awful lot, but we hardly talk to or about Jesus Christ. We know an awful lot, but we know very little of Jesus, of who He is, what He said or taught or did. We do an awful lot, but we don't always do the things that Jesus asked us to do, and oftentimes we find ourselves doing the very things that He taught us not to do. We love all sorts of persons and love all sorts of things, but we don't love Jesus, and we don't love the things of heaven and the things He promises. So do you want peace as the world desires peace? Do you want happiness? Do you want joy? Do you want fulfillment? There's only one place to find all these things. Everyone desires that. We want peace, we want joy, happiness, to be fulfilled. We're trying to find human solutions to human problems, and that's impossible. If you want to see a change for the better in yourself, if you want to see a change for the better in your family, a change for the better in our country, our community, our world, then it's here. It's here. You look inside that crib, and there you find the answer. The answer to all things. The crib shows us who the answer is. And after looking at the crib, take a look at the crucifix. And then you see how this child in the crib establishes a life of peace and fulfillment. As He tells us, take up your own cross, die to yourself, die to your own will, and live in Me. That's the way to peace. And how does He do it? And why does He do it? Look at the tabernacle. Look at the tabernacle and we see Christ present in the Blessed Sacrament in the Eucharist. Remember that the word Bethlehem, the name of the city where Jesus was born, means in Hebrew, house of bread. House of bread. And Jesus was laid in the manger where the animals fed. And He says to us about Himself, I am the true bread that came down from heaven, the bread that gives life to the world. If anyone eats this bread and remains in Me, I'll remain in him, and I will raise him up on the last day. As I said, God became a man to bind us to Himself. He came among us to become one of us, that we could become like Him. We in turn must be bound ourselves to Him. In that beautiful exchange, as Christ gives Himself to us, we give ourselves to Him fully, body, mind, heart, and soul, as He forgives our sins and restores our life. With Martha, as she said before Jesus raised her brother from the dead, yes, Lord, I believe that You are the Christ, You are the Son of God, the One who is coming into the world. Blessed is the one, Jesus said, who is not ashamed of Me before men, but rather speaks of Me before men. Therefore, go out to all the world and proclaim the good news. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. Alleluia.